From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu vowed on Monday his country would completely cleanse Islamic State militants from its border region with Syria. The remark follows Sunday's suicide bombing at a Kurdish wedding that killed at least 54 people. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that rebel fighters were massing inside Turkey to carry out an offensive on the Islamic State-held Syrian town of Jarablus. The Turkish authorities worked to identify the attacker, and described as being between 12 and 14 years of age. Officials said they do not know the sex or nationality of the attacker. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling for the deployment of a protection force to help stabilize South Sudan. Jill Craig has more.
South Sudan was at the top of the agenda Monday as Kerry met with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and foreign ministers from Kenya, Uganda, Sudan, Somalia, and South Sudan in Nairobi at the start of a three-country tour. The Secretary of State announced the United States would be giving $138 million in new aid to South Sudan, which he said would be used for food, water, and medicine for those in need.
We're not just going to provide help incessantly. If they're not willing to accept responsibility and do the things necessary to deliver to their people.
Kerry also said it is urgent to deploy the 4,000-troop Regional Protection Force in South Sudan. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
Iran's foreign ministry announced Monday Russia will no longer be using one of its bases for airstrikes in Syria. There was no immediate response from Russia. Earlier, Iran's defense minister had criticized Russia as showing off and trying to show they are a superpower. This is VOA News.